William Greffel is here with Purdue Musical Organizations and the 84th annual Purdue Christmas shows this weekend. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here again.
It is so much fun. I know it's a busy time of year, but this really showcases so many groups. What are you looking forward to in this year's show?
Really, the music is what drives this show always, but this year we have a really wonderful mix of classics and new arrangements that are going to really make the Elliott Hall of Music really feel wonderful for the holidays.
And I know there's two parts, as always. Is it hard to get the flow right? How many times do you guys go through and the finishing touches are being done now? That's something that you have to design, I imagine, from the get-go.
Yeah, so we try to come up with a plan as far as the show order early on in July. The show starts planning in January, but the solidification of our show sets and how the flow is going to happen really kind of comes together in late June, early July. And then we start working with the students as soon as school starts. And the cantata rehearsals begin in September, the sacred part, the second half of the show. But each group has their own individual rehearsal times during the day, weekly, that they work on their own individual show set. So that stuff comes together kind of gradually as the fall semester works on.
We're looking forward to the 84th annual Purdue Christmas show that's taking place here at Elliott Hall. I know there's such a wide range of music. I think I saw Swaylink and some, you know, beautiful classic choral works, but I've seen, you know, very traditional and some new things. Is it hard to span all these styles?
Really, it's a collection of all of this, the music staff submitting ideas, and we come together and literally put it up on the dry erase board, and we start selecting songs that we think would be appropriate for the year and things that we've been researching throughout the year, and we try to come up with a good variety so that we have enough for each audience member to come away with a few, you know, that become their favorites.
I know if I go see the California Guitar Trio in Indianapolis, sometimes I can actually get the recording after, besides just some of their recordings. This is one of those that, boy, if you enjoy this show, this is one you can take home with you, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's at the show, you can fill out a pre-order form with one of our representatives out in the lobby, or you can go to our web store as well at purdue.edu/PMO, and there'll be a link to our web store that you can go and pre-order this year's Christmas show. It's a great way to take the holidays from Elliott with you and a nice stocking stuffer before the holidays or before Christmas happens.
I think we talked about this last year. I think it's exciting, and sometimes, you know, it's one that you might want to catch in the afternoon or the evening, and it's a challenge, I imagine, sometimes to keep up that energy because you're doing several performances right there, and this is like the annual one.
Yeah, so we have three on Saturday, the noon, 4, and 8 p.m. shows on Saturday, and then we have the 2 p.m. show on Sunday. And for our students, it really is a marathon for them on that Saturday, but they really do get excited each and every time. It's a new audience, and it's, you know, full house each time, and they really, really get excited.
I've seen a lot of great social media, too, especially for this year, as I've been following things. And in the involvement with alumni, and it's got to be kind of fun to see old familiar faces. And there are all sorts of great receptions and things that folks can check out, can't they?
Yeah, each show we invite our alumni to come up on stage with us to sing. Between the first and second act, we have a carol sing, which we encourage the audience to sing along with us. And we talk a little bit about what's happening this year with PMO. But we invite our alumni on stage each year. We have a reception between the 4 and 8 p.m. show over in Bailey Hall facility, and our alumni come back and get a chance to catch up and reminisce about their time in PMO. It's just a really great weekend for our alumni to come back and see the show.
William Greffel is my guest, and the 84th annual Purdue Christmas show is this weekend. You guys have been busy. I know you guys tour across the country and internationally, too. This is just one of many performances that the Glee Club and PMO does, isn't it?
Yeah, we just returned from a wonderful 2 weeks in May to Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia on our international tour. So, yes, we're very busy this fall. We've been all over the state of Indiana and farther throughout the fall, and spring semester is going to be no different. We'll be traveling spring break to Florida, and with the Glee Club, the girls will be heading to Cincinnati. We've got a lot of interesting and wonderful performances for folks to check us out.
And you can just travel upstairs to Elliott to in the great hall here of music, and it's such a neat production. We can't wait for it. It's great for you to stop in, and we hope you'll stop in again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.